Koval Station, above Nam Chirios.
Kandranilets, Coruscant, Bayerth Og, Gamora, Halcyon, Corellia, Jession, Corellia.
The processing agent looked as disinterested as if a collection of three humans and a Gamorrean walked into his queue every day. Perhaps they did. He shoved their identicards back across his desktop toward them.
Welcome to Nam Chirios. Next queue is orientation. You can skip it if you're on record as having been here in the last 10 years. Otherwise, go through it and pay attention, because we hate it when someone tries to leave Nam Chirios the wrong way and says, "I didn't know." Takes 5 minutes at most. Move along.
Kandra snatched up the cards and did as she was told. Once they were past the processing agent's booth, she handed the others cards back.
I can't believe you two got passed with fake IDs that unconvincing. Can't the Jedi Order issue you better identities?
Valen slipped his card into his belt pouch. He'd shed the traveler's robe and cloak. Now more casually dressed, he looked like the sort of short-distance vacationer who stepped by the millions off shuttles every day all over the galaxy. He shrugged.
These aren't Jedi issue. Gisela and I got them on the pedways of Coruscant for some cred coins.
Why?
I'm sure you can think of a reason why two Jedi might do that.
To test security here?
Sure.
Valen looked as though he might be on the verge of rolling his eyes, but he merely nodded before continuing.
And as you can see, security here is very lax. They don't care about who comes to Nam Chirios or what they might bring. We'll see if we can leave the planet as easily on these same IDs.
Gisela, dressed similarly, caught his eye.
You will. I'm staying here in orbit, at least for now.
Kandra turned her attention to Gisela.
Why? While Valen gets in touch with our contacts planetside, I'll be checking out the security of the Golan orbital gun platforms. Ah.
At least that wasn't one of the siblings' irritating, "I'm sure you can figure out why" answers. Most of the time, Valen and Gisela offered up only that unhelpful parental answer. And in just about every case, they agreed with the conclusion Kandra provided. She hadn't realized she would be so good at guessing Jedi tactics and motivations. They reached the back of the queue for orientation, but Gisela leaned close to her brother, exchanged a few whispered words with him, and then turned away, heading without further comment toward the station's main visitors' mall, where services, restaurants, and a few duty-free shops were to be found.